Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There was a man one time that was ministering in a very, very rough place. And the guy put this 45 right between his eyes and said, "I'm going to kill you right now." And the guy said, "I'm ready. Are you?" No fear. Such freedom, friends. No fear. He said, "Well, I'm ready. I know what's going to happen to me. Do you know?" And it shook the guy to his core, because nobody had ever put a gun on, ever said that. They fall down and go, "Please, please, please don't kill me. Oh, no, please, please don't kill me. I'm a preacher. I'm a man of God. Don't kill me. Don't kill me." You ain't much of a man of God. You ain't much of a believer, or you wouldn't be cowering in fear. Said out loud, "I am not afraid to die." You talk about freedom. When you really, truly are not afraid to die, then you're not afraid of all the stuff that could cause you to die. And you just get to where you're not afraid of anything. That don't mean you need to be foolish, but you just get to where you're not afraid of anything. I know years ago I was training, learning how to fly, and I flew with this guy that was supposed to be really good. And some guys at the airport were taunting him to do a certain thing, and I didn't even know what they were talking about. They said, "Do this, do this, do this." And he said, "No, I can't. Tower got on to me last time, and I can't." They fussed at me. "I can't do it." They said, "Oh, come on, do it." And then we're getting ready to go, and I'm flying, and he's sitting over there, and they came across and said on the Unicom, "Be advised, these certain people that you got in trouble with, they're not here today." He said, "Well, give me the airplane." I didn't know. I'm a student. It's a jet. He powers this thing up, take off, and I mean, as soon as we break ground, just boom, like that, the wing couldn't have been 2 feet off the ground. We're doing 200 miles an hour, and we come to this building. We're just going to, we're heading straight for it. I'm sitting there looking at this building where the closure rate is just like this. And the thought crossed my mind, you could die right now. And then the thing that blessed me so is I realized I was not afraid. I'm sitting there looking at that, and you know, just a puff of wind could cause that wing to hit. And I mean, that's it. And I was not afraid. And I got so excited about not being afraid that next thing I knew, he managed to pull it out and we skimmed the top of the building. But the rest of the day, I thought that was really ignorant. But then, and the more I learned, the more ignorant I see it was. But I don't care how good you are. You can do dumb stuff, you know, and think you're, so many people think they are so much better than they really are. Some of the least experienced drivers, the youngest, least experienced, believe they are so good that they can drive 70 miles an hour on the interstate with cars all around and talk on the phone and do their hair at the same time. Or load the disc or drive with their knees and write notes and read books. Ain't nobody that good. Moving right along. He said, verse 8, "Only with your eyes you'll behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling." Now, verse 9 is a repeat of verse 2. "I will say of the Lord." He's saying here, because you have done that. You have made, it wasn't just empty words, but you made the Lord your refuge. He's my protector, my defense. Because of that, no evil, that's God's part now, will befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he will give his angels charge over you or concerning you to keep you in all your ways. And they'll bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. How many believe that the angels are real? And you have one and more assigned to you? Huh? Can they lift you up? Move you? Move things? Move your car? Move your house if it was necessary. Can they, are they able, and if you'll believe it and expect it, will they protect you?
Yes.
Well, if you weren't here, we went into some detail about it, and we saw some wonderful things, how powerful they are, and what they can do, and what they will do. But I want to go on further tonight, after this introduction. You got time or not?
Yes.
To talk about another way God protects. How he protects. We've seen his canopy of power, protecting power. We've seen his angels. But here's another thing. How he protects. Go with me to Proverbs, please. Proverbs and the 27th chapter. If we understand more about how he protects, then we understand and are better able to cooperate with him in our protection.
Amen.
And knowing more what he expects of us. In Proverbs 27. Proverbs 27 and verse 12. It says, a prudent man foresees the evil. Everybody say foresees. What is one of the Holy Spirit's ministries to us? He will show us things to come. And that's a bit, when it just says he will show you things to come, he didn't limit it by what things. That just covers as big as the statement. What things he could show you that were coming up. Do you believe he could reveal to you the enemy's trap and snare that was planned for you to hurt you, destroy you and yours, and spare you? He goes on to say, 27:12, the prudent man foresees the evil and hides himself. Now, that's the terminology you keep hearing about refuge. Fortress, tower, that's what the people would do when the enemy would come and attack. They would run to these towers and these fortresses and lock them and hide in there. And he goes on to say, but the simple or the foolish, what do? They pass on and are punished. Now, both of them saw something that was coming up that would hurt them. One person heeded it and avoided it. The other did not and just kept right on going and got hurt. Is this Bible?
Yes.
Let me read another translation. The NIV says the prudent see danger and take refuge. But the simple keep going and suffer for it. The New Living says, a prudent person foresees the danger ahead and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Now remember, both of them are seeing something. They're foreseeing, both of them are. The wise man and the simple man, the foolish man. Both of them are. You could say they're seeing the same thing. But one of them is protected because he does something about what he sees. He takes heed to what he sees and takes action based on it. The other one ignores it, overrides it, goes right on and gets hurt, suffers because of it. The English version says, sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it. But an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. How does God protect us? He has power. He has a canopy. His wings of protection. He can cover you with this power. He has angels who are mighty. And they are assigned and charged to take care of us. But also, here's a big way he protects us. Warnings. Everybody say warnings. Foresight. Sometimes people call them premonition. People call it all kind of things. But Christians should pay attention to these things and not ignore them. Now, don't raise your hand. We don't want any testimonies on this right now. But if you tried, could you think of a time when you had an inkling about something, but you didn't pay attention to it? And it cost you. Or you got hurt. How many times you've heard people say, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I knew I shouldn't have gone there today. I knew I shouldn't have tried that. I knew I shouldn't have got off that tractor and left it running. I knew I shouldn't have had my hand up under that lawnmower.
That's right.
Huh? I knew I shouldn't. Knew I shouldn't have. I'm not talking about it running. You know, I knew I shouldn't have done this. Knew I shouldn't have turned that. I knew I shouldn't, but I was in a hurry. What do you mean you knew you shouldn't? How could you have known you shouldn't? Why would you say that? You must have had some kind of a foresight. Or you wouldn't say that. You'd just be totally shocked and surprised when it happened. But when you go, man, I knew that. Boy, why did you go? You were seeing something. You were picking up something. And you ignored it. You've done it. I've done it. Be hard to find somebody that hadn't done it. But if you just keep on doing it, you're slow. Right? How many times do you have to get hurt? Huh?
Amen.
And how serious could it be next time?
That's right.
And how much does it have to cost you before you start paying attention?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Warnings of the Lord, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204G. That's R-1204G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.